Joining me at the Smart Board this week is linebacker Paul Posluszny. And Paul, the challenge for the Colts this week is that you really have to get to know a team that you thought you might have known, but there's certainly been a lot of changes. They changed offensive coordinators from Bruce Arians to Pep Hamilton, and they spent some money certainly in free agency on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they're a different team than what we saw last year, so we're going to have to really adapt to their new schemes and adjust to what they do on the field.
Well, and here's some money being spent right here. Gosder Chehrilis, the right tackle. They got him in free agency from the Lions. And Ahmad Bradshaw at running back. And then they got a third-round draft pick at guard. So there's a lot of changes across the front. But the one consistent thing certainly is Andrew Luck at quarterback. And Ahmad Bradshaw, a slashing-type runner. Have you faced him before?
Only in the preseason. When he was with the Giants, we faced him in the preseason. So this will be the first time going up against him in a regular season game.
And he's a nice, quick player. And when the end of the 49ers game, he really took that game over. Impressed me because the Indianapolis Colts, that change in the offensive coordinators, and I think it's reflected in what happened last week, which was the trade for Trent Richardson. Last year's Cleveland Browns number one draft pick. You don't see that very often where they would make a trade in season for a guy like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a big, powerful back, a special athlete, so that's going to be a challenge for us. We really need to stop the run this week.
And the change of philosophy is with Pep Hamilton. Arians like to use to air it out. Pep Hamilton wants to really kind of pound it out. And with Trent Richardson, that's the type of player that he is, a big physical player. But when the Colts pass the ball, the old man in his 13th year, Reggie Wayne, here he is in the slot. He's a great player, isn't he?
Oh, still absolutely a stud receiver. He's going to be a guy that we're going to have awareness of the entire game because he's a go-to guy for them. He's a special receiver that makes plays.
Here's a third and nine. This is a third and nine play. And what impresses me about this play is the yards after catch. And he's always got great awareness of when to stay and go for extra yards, and also when to go down and protect his body.
I mean, that's a veteran player right there. I mean, just a simple catch and throw, but then he makes the great play by, getting all the yards after the catch and getting the first down.
And here he is again, Reggie Wayne on the outside. They're not doing as many different things with him this year under Pep Hamilton, but he's still a very good player. He's got over 200 yards receiving. And watch what he does here, Paul. Talk about veteran presence. When he's running the route, he's going to drive this guy off, come here, plant, turn, and when he turns, he actually takes a peek at the defensive back on the other side because he wants to know exactly where he has to adjust when he is in this hole to make the catch and then make the run after it. Watch what he does right here. See the little slide forward move, and he's turned his head as he takes a peek at the guy before he gets his head back to Andrew Luck.
I mean, that's why he's one of the best in the game. He's been doing it for a long time. He knows all the veteran moves, and he's a really, really good player. Like I said, he's a guy that we're going to have great awareness for.
And he does the smart thing. He's one of those guys. He wants to save his body, and he goes out of bounds. But it still comes down to, in key situations, this guy right here, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Everything revolves around the quarterback in the NFL. And, Andrew Luck obviously does a really, really good job of running this offense. He can run, very mobile. He can throw the ball downfield. I mean, so it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us because he's a very good quarterback.
What impresses me most about him is how strong he is as a quarterback and also as a runner. I mean, he just absolutely gets it done. And the Colts, he's averaging 7 yards a carry. He's got 2 rushing touchdowns. And the Colts are averaging better than 5 yards a carry. It's going to be a challenge for you guys.
That's going to be the big thing for us. We really want to stop the run. We've had our problems in the games past. But this week, we really need to be very, very strong in the run game.